E.G. White to Sarah Peck, September 14, 1905, P-265-1905. Sanitarium, National City, California, September 14, 1905. Dear Sister Peck, during our conversation this morning, I felt greatly perplexed to know what to say in reference to your work. I love you, and I want to see you in a position where you can best serve the Master. I do not know what would be your own choice of work. Many of our people desire and urge you to enter the educational work. If you feel that this is your duty, I am willing to release you from my employ. I know of no one who is better fitted than yourself to undertake educational work. In regard to your connection with me, I cannot say very much, because you have in the past been called to so many other lines of work. One thing I must say, if you choose to remain with me, the schoolwork must be laid aside. If you prefer to labor in educational lines, then you must be free, so that you can give your undivided attention to that work. I leave the matter entirely with you, that you may follow your own choice. I dare not decide for you. The great necessity for your efficiency as a teacher is the only consideration that leads me to be willing to release you. So many have spoken to me of your efficiency and talent as an educator that I dare not hold you. If at any time in the future you shall choose to connect with me again, you will not have become less efficient. I write this that you may not be left in uncertainty. Seek the Lord for yourself. If you feel impressed that you prefer to remain with me, I have abundance of work that you can do. If it seems to be the will of God for you to remain with me, we must take hold of the work in earnest and not allow others to come in and give you a double burden to bear. Now, my sister, I feel anxious that if you take up the schoolwork, you shall not load yourself down with too many responsibilities. Make that your work, and carry it as you did the school in St. Helena. If I should act a part in the work at Redlands and Loma Linda, we may be more or less connected in preparing students for time and for eternity. May the Lord bless you and give you much of His Holy Spirit, wherever you may labor. If it be your lot to educate students that they may impart to others the heavenly intelligence, I shall be pleased. I have always loved and respected you, and I have not been disappointed in you. The form of sound words is to be prized above every earthly thing. God is glorified by every word that leads to right action. I respect you highly, and desire you to have every advantage possible that you may make continual progression in the service of God. In love, Ellen G. White.